Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
What do you have going on in your life this weekend that we would be really interested in following up with you guys on Monday? What kind of drama? Are you walking into a hornet's nest? Maybe it's something really great going down this weekend. You tell us about it today, and then we hit you up on Monday and find out how it went. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Kristen has one of these.
I know you guys are on the edge of your seats. You're going to be on pins and needles all weekend long wondering, how did Jimmy Jam's first at bat go for his very first T-ball game?
The only thing that could really go wrong is him screwing himself into the ground. Because that's the way he swings.
Yeah, no, that's definitely going to happen. as long as we make just a little bit of contact with the ball. So, yes, this weekend, the Rockies are playing, I don't know who. I got to look at the game changer.
Doesn't even matter.
The not Rockies.
The losing team. Right? So, Granny and Papaw Bill are driving into town today so they can see Jimmy at his first T-ball game. He's going to be wearing his uni for the first time, his white baseball pants, his purple socks, his little purple belt, and his Rockies hat that you have to tuck his ears into because it's so big. And he's going to get up there and he's going to be waiting to go up to bat. Then it's going to be his turn. And as he's walking up to bat, you're going to hear his at-bat music you all selected. Jimmy had a pediatrician appointment yesterday, okay? And it's his four-year checkup because he just turned four, had to get two immunizations. So he was, you know, he was feeling a little sore. His legs were hurting, right?
Oh, I see.
And the only thing that was going to make him feel better, I go, Bubba, you want me to put on the Jimmy song so it'll make you feel better? And he's like, yes, mama. I need my Jimmy song. It'll make me feel better. Been rocking that song, so and we're going to rock it this weekend at his first T-ball game.
Awesome. You got to run video the entire time because it never gets any better than this. When these guys don't know what they're doing, they get a hit and they run to third base. everybody in the field, you got nine players out there, right? And when the ball is hit, they all converge on the ball at the same time.
Some of the parents have given me a heads up, too, in this particular league that for the small ball, and the fielders,
So cute, man.
That a lot of times parents end up going standing next to their child out in the outfield or wherever to kind of guide them and tell them what to do.
That's a thing.
Apparently that's a thing. So at some point in time, Bart might be actually making his way out there with Jimmy to instruct him on what to do. And I just have to try to convince this kid to not play in the dirt. Like, you just stop playing in the dirt.
You know, there's going
to
be three other kids out there playing in the dirt too, so it won't be that weird. Let me just warn warning you about this right now, as far as the parents go, yes. even though this is his first game.
And they're only four, dude.
They're only four. This won't matter with a couple of the parents, right? Between the ages of 4, 5, 6, and 7, you don't even keep score, right?
No.
At least not on the scoreboard. Here's what I'm warning you about. The parents keep score. They know.
Oh, my God.
They know who's winning and who's losing. And you know what? So do the players. Maybe not this year, but next year for sure. All right, so the question is, what's going on in your life this weekend that we can invest in and then check back with you on Monday morning and see how it all went? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what's going on this weekend?
My roller derby team is going to Macon, Georgia, and we are going to be a part of the attempt to break the world's largest kazoo ensemble record in the Guinness Book of World Records.
So we saw the phone, and it said, my roller derby team is going to attempt world record. And I think we safely assumed that it had something to do with your roller derby team and them doing something roller derby like adjacent, but no, you guys are, your team is just going to Macon to blow on kazoos.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Okay. We might be able to help you out here.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the world record? How many people have gathered before for a kazoo orchestra?
It was broken 2023 in Australia by 10,000 something people. Macon, Georgia is where it came from. Like, Macon, Georgia is where the kazoo was invented.
I didn't know that.
The more you know. Right? Again, we are friggin' NPR today.
It's 8 years old.
I had no idea. Now, as far as I know, at least through this morning, we were on in Macon, so we might be able to help you with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need more than 10,000 people to show up with kazoo. Do you have kazoos for them, or do they have to bring own kazoo?
So Visit Macon is actually supplying the kazoos when you purchase your ticket. That's $5.
Awesome.
And they will give you a kazoo, and you show up, and doors open at 4, and they start blowing at 6.
They start
blowing away.
All right, so Bridget, how many people is Macon hoping to gather today to break this record? Like, what's the goal?
I don't know the answer to that. Over 10,000.
Okay.
10,001.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
That's all we need.
10,001, right? Do you guys actually have, like, the Guinness Book of World Records coming out just in case you do?
As far as I know, yes. They have all of that. The city of Macon set all that up. Our roller derby team, Middle Georgia Derby Demons, is just getting out in the community and helping support that and be a part of it. And, I mean, I want my name in the Guinness Book of World Records,
man.
That
would be fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
And just, I'm curious, how many people usually show up for a roller derby match?
Oh, for a roller derby match, or we call them bouts, you can have, you know, in Atlanta, where you have big teams, you'll have several hundred people show up. So we're a smaller team in Macon, Warner Robins, so we shoot for like 100, 150 people.
Oh, wow. So you really have to pull from the community on this one.
All right.
Okay.
I got some deets for us, people.
Okay.
Did a little Googling, and this is from a Macon news station, WMGT. All right. And the king of kazoo, Rick Hubbard, was interviewed, and the event is today at the Macon Amphitheater. Like Bridget said, gates open at 4. The attempt begins, like, they start blowing at 6. She is correct. There will be a performance to follow. I don't know what that's involving. Admission, $5 for adults, free for children 6 and under. And according to Visit Macon, organizers are attempting to facilitate the largest kazoo ensemble, bringing the record back home to the good old US of A, where it belongs.
That's where
it belongs. And the legacy of the kazoo back to where it all began in Macon almost 200 years ago. That's how old the kazoo is, 200 years.
Wow.
I can't think of anything that represents America more than a kazoo right now.
And according to this article, the current record is 5,190 participants and was achieved in London in 2011.
Well, okay.
I think you guys can do this.
Let's take down the Brits again.
The more you know. All right, Bridget, good luck this weekend. I want to put you on hold. I want to get your phone number. And when we talk to you on Monday, you're going to say, we did it! We're in the Guinness Book of World Records!
Yeah!
And Tommy, please, I want to also, we're going to get Bridget on. I would really, really, really like to get the King of Kazoo on as well.
Yeah, man.
Rick Hubbard on the show on Monday if they do indeed break this record. Because I think, what a coup if we could get the King of Kazoo on the show on Monday when they break this record.
Oh, he's barring it up over there.
And Bro's still with us?
Yeah, he just got interviewed.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking at a picture of him. He's alive and kicking and wearing his American flag shirt, man.
Yes, he is.
Man, ready to go.
All right, we're going to stick with athletic feats. Good morning, Mike. You were on the Burt Show. Why do we want to check back with you on Monday?
Good morning.
Morning.
I am running a 50-kilometer trail race in Alabama tomorrow morning.
Ooh, why?
50K. Dude, what's the matter with you? 50K.
You all right?
50. What are you running from?
What's going on, fam?
Who can tell us.
Are you running from the law? Well, I mean, 50K.
Sorry. Mike, that's not the reaction you should have got. Way to go, Mike! That's awesome for you.
Boy.
Look at you.
It's something I've been working towards for years. This is actually not my first one, but it's part of a series. I did one last month. I'm doing this month and next month as well. And it's I don't know. You ask a good question about why. It's a good question.
Yeah. Okay.
He's never stopped to think about it until this moment.
Yeah. Something to look into. Huh?
Because I'm 54 and I can.
So hey, man.
Oh, okay. Hey. Right.
Wait. Let's stick with this for a second here, dude. At 54 years old, you're running your. This is your first 50K.
It's not. I've done one last month, and I did a couple last year. So it's something I've been working towards for a couple of years.
Mike, Mike, how long does it take to run a 50K? Like, how long are you running?
Well, fast people run it in 4 or 5 hours. Myself, I'm shooting for cutoff, which is 9.5 hours.
What?
9.5 hours of running?
What?
Dang.
Nah.
There's so many other hobbies.
More power to you, brother.
Now,
take up knitting. You're already in your 50s.
Have you read the contract? Like, after the first 1K, can you get into an Uber to take you to 48?
You can do whatever you want, but you're not going to pass. You're not going to complete the challenge. So. Dude,
that's amazing, man. Well, first of all, congratulations for even attempting it, especially at 54. But I definitely want to talk to you on Monday if you're still with us.
He might be out of breath.
Good luck, man.
Good luck, Mike.
My legs are going to hurt, but we'll
no
be-
doubt, man. Let's talk to you on Monday, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. 50K at 54.
Nine hours. Dang. Running nonstop for 9 hours.
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm at an age I don't want to do anything for 9 hours.
No.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
Driving, nothing.
Sleeping.
Somebody,
yeah.
Sleeping.
I'll get you sleeping.
Good morning, Jessica. You were on the Burt Show. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. So my friend, she just got dumped. And so me being the bestie, I'm going to go hang out with her this weekend, maybe throw on a movie like John Tucker Must Die or, you know, Single Women, you know, worship, something to cheer up. But no, all she wants to talk about is going to hang out at this bar that she knows he goes to on Saturday nights. And I'm like, wait, what? No.
Oh, no.
We're supposed to do girl things. We're supposed to manicure it up. We're supposed to watch you and you see how crazy men are, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
Right, right. No, she wants to go. And so I'm like, if I go with her, am I an enabler?
Like, yeah, but it makes for a good story. I want to know.
Yes, a great friend and an enabler at the same time.
Can she get him back in one night or not? That's the challenge.
Can she? Do we?
This is not like how to lose a guy in 10 days. Like, what? No. she's got to. Oh, she's kind of embarrassed herself, I feel like. He wasn't that good.
So the question is, can she win him back or can you, you're trying to block this from happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to be embarrassed. After she really gets her hand out of her butt, she'll realize that he was not good for her. I mean, I understand it's early in the breakup, but
I just feel like there's so much that can go wrong in a case like this.
Because
once alcohol starts to flowing and you're the one that's saying no, and there he is. That one can turn ugly quick.
Yeah, I have friends like this where they always want to find the guy where they're at the bar. It's the bar they go to every single weekend, and it always ends in disaster.
Strangely, I am most invested in the kazoo.
Absolutely.
The 50K is cool.
I've already sent the contact information to Tommy to get the King of Kazoo on Monday.
He's married, right? Because you can't really lead with that in a bar. So what do you do?
I don't know.
The king.
I'm the king of kazoo.
Of kazoo.
The Burt Show.